Welcome to the Yemei Ratzon Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Leah Silver, and today we will focus on Akedat Yitzchak, the Torah reading for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Many people aspire to cry while davening. I unfortunately have not met that level, I suppose. Certainly on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we see people who really can sincerely cry and beg and feel while davening, I'm jealous of them because I have not reached that level to cry during tefillah. However, every year I cry during Akedat Yitzchak, especially when I have the honor and privilege of hearing my son, who flies in from Israel sometimes, lean Akedat Yitzchak. And I've often wondered, why of all things does Akedat Yitzchak make me cry? Well, first and foremost, I did find that according to Dr. Yoni Grossman, in his structuring of the Avraham stories, he finds that Avraham leaving home and Akedat Yitzchak are the two places in Sefer Bereishit that people are told, that somebody, in this case same person, is told Lech Lecha. And so I suppose that already from the beginning of the Akedat Yitzchak story, it recounts this idea of Lech Lecha, that my child who's reading the Torah is the one who is going to leave and part from us. But in reality, I will share with you a little bit from the Machzor, the art school Machzor for Rosh Hashanah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read the Torah's account of the Akedah, the binding of Isaac, in which Abraham and Isaac demonstrate their willingness and indeed their eagerness to make any sacrifice to comply with God's will, and which, according to the Psikta Rabbati, took place on Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah is customarily made of a ram's horn to recall the merit of the Akedah, because a ram was substituted for Isaac on the altar. In return for Abraham's superhuman dedication to God, he was given the promise of Jewish survival and triumph that sustains us to this day. If we look at the actual command from God, Vayomer, Kachna et Bincha, et Yechidcha, et Asher Ahavta, et Yitzchak, Velech Lecha el Eretz Amoria, Vahalehu Sham Leola, al Achad HaHarim, Asher Amari Lecha, Vyashkem Avraham Baboker, ויחבוש את חמרו, ויקח את שני נעריו איתו, ואת יצחק בנו, ויבקע עצי העולה, ויקם וילך אל המקום אשר אמר לו האלוהים. And he said, take your son, your favorite son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the heights that I will point out to you. So early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey and took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. He split the wood for the burnt offering, and he set out for the place of which God had told him. Already from the very beginning, we're told that Abraham, Rashi tells us, based on the Agadata, that Abraham woke up early because he was so eager to do this mitzvah, and that he saddled his own donkey, Shahava Mekalkelet et Hashira, because love changes the natural way of doing things. That Abraham, a wealthy and elderly man, could have had servants saddle his donkey, but he didn't. Even though God has asked him to bring up to Ha'alehu, to bring up Yitzchak, his favorite, unique, beloved son, as a sacrifice, he himself showed love by being eager to fulfill the mitzvah. And indeed, according to the Rambam brings down to us from the Midrashim that when we talk about someone who is considered Ohev Hashem, and indeed the Nevi'im tell us, Avraham Ohavi, that Ohev Hashem is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, everything he did for God was out of love. He was Ma'ahiv et Hashem al Habriot. He made God beloved to other people. And we say this every day when we daven, Ve'avtat Hashem Elokecha, that you're supposed to love God, a deep, true, and I suppose willingness to sacrifice love. At the end of the story, we find out, Vayikra Elav Malach Hashem in Hashemayim, Vayomer Avraham Avraham, Vayomer Hineni. And indeed, Avraham is prepared to shecht his son, to sacrifice his son, Malach stops him. And when calling his name, he calls him Tubble, Avraham, Avraham, instead of just once. And we're told again that the naming, calling Avraham by his name twice, is a sign of love from God. That God, not only, I mean, to the extent that he loves Avraham to the point that he repeats his name, just be able to say it. And then, surprisingly enough, Vayomer, Al tishlach yadcha el hanar, v'al ta'as lo me'uma, ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata, v'lo chasachta et bincha v'et yitchitcha mimeni. Very surprisingly enough, Hashem tells Abraham, don't lay a hand on the boy, don't do a thing to him, because now it is apparent that you are God-fearing, that you would not withhold your son from me. This is actually kind of surprising, I guess, because we just got done describing how much Abraham loved God, and yet, indeed, we're told that this act that he did of showing he was willing to sacrifice his son for God was an act of that showed that he was God-fearing. Rav Chaim Sabato tells us that actually Abraham, who loved God, was in such sync with God that whatever God asked of him, he did with love. It just made sense. It would be like it was such a close relationship that whatever God asked for or told him to do, he was able to fulfill with such love because it just was from their connection. And actually, when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, Rav Chaim Sabato says, perhaps it wasn't a loving action in this case, in the sense that Abraham's radio waves were not open to this. And indeed, Abraham said, it makes no sense. Why would God ask me to sacrifice my son? That's not something that God would want. And Abraham, in this case, fulfilled God's will truly out of fear of God. That this is the one time that we can see Abraham doing something that was not an act of to demonstrate love of God. Because love of God, it has a certain amount of connection and I'm not going to say makes sense, but it does. It does. You can follow the logic, or this makes sense because this is who you are. This is what you want. And in the case of Akedat Yitzchak, Abraham perhaps acted out of fear of God. When one is so subservient, if God says so, I do it, even if it does not make sense. And the truth is, a pasuk from Yirmiyahu demonstrates this. Uvanu et bamot ha-ba'al lisrof et b'nehem be'esh olot la-ba'al asher lo tzibiti v'lo dibarti v'lo alta alibi. And is written in regard to human sacrifice that they have also built the high places of the Baal to burn their sons in the fire for burnt offerings to the Baal, which I did not command and I did not speak, nor did it come into my heart. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that where it says, and nor did it come into my heart, this is referring to Yitzchak, son of Abraham. Although God commanded Abraham to sacrifice Yitzchak, there was no intent in God's heart that he should actually do so. It was merely a test. And so interestingly enough, that perhaps the mixed messages that Abraham got from God in terms of God's asking me to sacrifice my son, but it doesn't sound like God, but I have no choice but to listen to him. Indeed, even in that, Abraham perhaps was in sync. Truthfully, Rabbi Elihu Fran gives us the opposite way of looking at it. Rabbi Elihu Fran says that indeed the story of Akedat Yitzchak is actually an epistemological break. And he believes that there are times where he says it in terms of history or in terms of progress of ideas, in terms of science, in terms of everything. He brings forth from Bachelard the idea that when we make progress on things, there actually is a point where there's something that new that occurs that changes the whole way we've seen things. And from there, we move forward with progress. And he says Akedat Yitzchak is actually that moment in spiritual religious history. The truth is when we've read the story up until now of Akedat Yitzchak, we assume that it is a horrible idea to sacrifice a child. But in the time that Abraham lived, it was actually very common. In fact, beyond Abraham, indeed, we just found that people, the idol worshippers, people who lived around, the pagans, people who lived around the Jewish people, would do child sacrifice, of course. That was one of the strongest ways to show a loyalty, a fealty to their God that they worshipped. And in this case, when Hashem tells Abraham to go sacrifice his son, perhaps to a certain extent in the cultural language of today, of that day, that was actually a normal expectation of Abraham. To demonstrate your loyalty, you would be willing to sacrifice your child. And according to Rav Ofran, the thing that was different here and the thing that changed history at this moment is that God got to announce, no, in loving me and serving me, I don't want you to sacrifice your child. Child sacrifice is not okay. And so interestingly enough, it's from that moment on in Jewish history and in the religion of Jews that we do not sacrifice our children in order to demonstrate fealty to God. And in fact, we know from Vayikra, V'yedere Hashem al Moshe le'mor, Debrel b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, Ani Hashem Elokechem. God says to Moshe later on, to tell b'nei Yisrael, I am Hashem your God. K'maase eretz mitzvayim asher yishavtem ba, lo ta'asu, k'maase eretz kanaan asher ani mevi etchem shama, lo ta'asu, v'chukotehem lo telechu. Don't behave. Don't do the actions of the Egyptians. Don't do the actions of the Canaanites. Do not behave like the nations that you have lived among or that you see. Et mishpatai ta'asu, ve'et chukotai tishmeru lalechet behem, ani Hashem Elokechem. You follow my laws, because I am your God. Ushmartem et chukotai, ve'et mishpatai, asher ya'aseh adam Asher ya'aseh otam ha'adam v'chay bahem ani Hashem. God says that you keep my laws because my laws are a lifestyle. You should be keeping my mitzvot in order to live by them. And then he continues on within that chapter of Vayikra to condemn people who sacrifice their children, and continues on to say that this kind of behavior, if you were to behave that way, would be the reason why we would get kicked out of the land. Because when we believe in Hashem, we believe that it does not involve sacrificing our children in order to serve him. And yet, somehow or another, we do need, over history, have been asked to be prepared to sacrifice. We learn from the Gemara, from the life of Rabbi Akiva, that b'chol nafshecha, to serve God with all your soul, means that you should be willing even to give up your soul. In fact, we're told, v'lo techallelu et shem kodshi v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem mekadeshchem. You shall not profane my holy name, that I may be sanctified in the midst of the Israelite people, I, the Lord, who sanctify you. There are times in our history that B'nai Israel are asked to sacrifice their lives to demonstrate their love of God. In times of Shmad, in times when there are nations that come against us, or for the sake of three of the Averot that are the worst, that a person should never overcome, that a person should never do, we are asked to make a Kiddush Hashem, even if it involves us taking our lives. And back at the Rambam again, we are told that even that to the extent that it would even require a parent to kill their child in order to make that Kiddush Hashem. And in fact, during Tisha B'Av, we do read of kinot, songs of mourning, that do talk about our within our history of times that parents have had to sacrifice their children in the name of God. For example, from Koren Mesoret Harav Kinot, the parents were particularly concerned with the children. They were afraid that when they themselves would be killed, the crusaders would take the children, baptize them, and raise them as Christians. The parents tried to influence the older children to remain faithful, but cannot accomplish this with the younger children. Therefore, the parents killed the younger children first. And so there are terrible stories throughout our history of, yes, of parents sacrificing their children, and in fact of us, Jews, throughout generations, sacrificing their own lives. And so indeed, when we turn around and we look back at Akedat Yitzchak, you do have to wonder. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, but then God said to Abraham, don't sacrifice your son. You've told us that your willingness to sacrifice is enough. And I suppose, actually, when we really do look at it, and the Midrash does describe it, well, Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son and was told not to, and was made promises because of it. Sarah herself only knew that Abraham went to sacrifice their son, and in fact, she thought that Akedat Yitzchak did happen to the extent that Yitzchak was sacrificed. And so Yitzchak is almost like Schrodinger's cat, that he is both alive and not alive, depending on which parent is asked. And in truth, this kind of story asks us to synchronize our past and our present and our future. The Navi Micha asks, "Bama akadem Hashem ikaf Elohei Marom ha'akad menu ba'olot ba'galim B'nei Shana, Hayirtza Hashem ba'alfei elim b'rvavot nachalei shamen, ha'eten b'chori pish'i pri bitni chatat nafshi. With what shall I approach the Lord? Do homage to God on high. Shall I approach him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriad of streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for my sins? Higid lecha adam ma tov, uma Hashem doresh mimcha, ki im asot mishpat v'ahavat chesed v'hatznei alechet im elokecha. He told you, old man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do justice and to love goodness and to walk modestly with your God. In fact, not only is it the sacrifices that God wants, certainly not the sacrifice of children. He just wants us to follow his way and to do social justice and to be kind. And in fact, this idea we do see within Avraham as well, besides the fact that God asked for the Akedah but then did not expect Yitzchak to be sacrificed. Even before this, in the story of Sodom, Vashem amar, hamechaseni me'Avraham et asher ani oseh. Now the Lord had said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Va'Avraham hayo yiyeh legoy gadol va'atzum, v'nivrchu vo kol goyei ha'aretz. Since Abraham is to become a great and populous nation, and all the nations of the earth are to bless themselves by him. Ki yida'ativ l'man asher yitzaveh et banav, et beito acharav, v'shamru derech Hashem, la'asot tzedaka u'mishpat, l'man havi Hashem al Avraham, et asher diber alav. For I have singled him out that he may instruct his children and his posterity to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right, but what is just and right, in order that the Lord may bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. I guess, and this is really, I suppose, the crux of the matter. On the one hand, God expects from us a tradition, a way of life, something that we pass on from generation to generation. On the other hand, God expects us to be willing to sacrifice. When my son, the soldier, reads Akedat Yitzchak each year for me, the tears stream down my eyes. To know that we have, on the one hand, a tradition to pass on, and on the other hand, we have we sacrifice, meaning whatever it is that we will be willing to give things up that mean the most for us to show our love and our dedication to God. That is truly attention. And at the beginning of every year, when we look first backwards at the past year and what we have and what we accomplished and what we gave up, and then we worry looking forward what the next year begins. At least I can say Akedat Yitzchak. I can feel it and I understand. And if I'm a parent and I can feel it, sometimes I wonder, does God cry for us too? Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael, of Baltimore, Maryland. Ketiva v'chatima tova.